The Pillsbury Flour Mills Company, millers of Pillsbury's best enriched flour, have the pleasure of presenting that amusing, laughable trio of lovable housewives, Clara, Lou, and Em. Say, Mrs. Housewife, if you'd like something extra special for Christmas, here's how you can get it. First of all, be sure you've got a package of Pillsbury's pancake flour in your kitchen. Then tonight or tomorrow morning, serve Dad and the family a steaming golden brown stack of Pillsbury's pancakes with the four kernel flakes. Why, I'll bet the family will do anything for you the moment they taste the first tantalizing forkful of Pillsbury's pancakes. And there's lots of ways to serve them, too. Either with melted butter and maple syrup, or take some leftover ham, dice it, and add it to the batter. Mighty good and nutritious, too. Or fry some apple slices in the bottom of the skillet and pour your Pillsbury pancake batter over them. Lift them out of the skillet, and you have upside-down apple pancakes. But no matter how you serve them, or when you serve them, your family will say that Pillsbury's pancakes have the most delicious, utterly different flavor they've ever tasted. And here's the reason for that exclusive flavor. Pillsbury's pancake flour is a special combination of kernels, wheat, corn, rye, and rice. Wheat for wholesome body and goodness, corn for zestful tang, rye for flavor, and rice for tender lightness. With delicious Pillsbury's pancakes on the table, you can drop all sorts of Christmas hints to your happy family. So get a box of Pillsbury's pancake flour today and enjoy that exclusive four-kernel flavor. And for variety, ask for a package of Pillsbury's Buckwheat. You can make them in a jiffy anytime. And now, just for fun, let's listen to Clara, Lou, and Em. The approaching Christmas holidays have brought new excitement into the girls' lives. This morning, Lou and Em are discussing statistics and ask a favorite Yuletide question.
Lou? Huh? What do you want for Christmas? Oh, goodness, Em. I haven't given it any thought yet. Oh, why don't you just skip me this year? Oh, now you know we won't skip you. But, honey, this is no year for you to be getting up to December 2nd without knowing what you want to get for Christmas. Wasn't you aware that 2 weeks ago people were 10 days ahead in getting their Christmas shopping did early?
No.
Really? Why, in Chicago alone, a week ago Saturday, there was 1.5 million people milling around through the loop, just like the Christmas Eve rush.
Well, don't you suppose that that's because the stores stay open in the evenings 2 nights a week?
Well, I cannot see no connection there, Lou.
Well, during the Christmas rush, they stay open at night. And I suppose those people who work all day feel just like they've got the shop.
Well, I see what you mean, I guess. But this is on a Saturday when the stores ain't open at night anymore anyway. They quit the Saturday night opening so the war workers could get to go to the picture show. They stay open Monday night instead.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, say, Lou, I wanted to ask you. Ella's got kind of big feet, ain't she?
Why, yes. I always think of Ella as kind of big all over.
Well, I mean her feet. Now, Lou, if her feet was measured in inches, what would you say they was from stem to stern? About 1 foot?
Oh, goodness, no. I'd say 8 inches would do it.
Oh, Lou, 8 inches wouldn't be a drop in the bucket on Ella's feet. I want it roomy.
Well, now, I wear 5.5 to 6, depending on the shoe.
Well,
I know,
of course, you cramp your feet awful bad.
Oh, no, I don't. I like support in my shoes. I like them to fit snug. I'd say that Ella would take a 8B anyway.
Yes, Lou, I do. I and Ella haven't never exchanged Christmas presents. I don't know, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. But she talks about how cold their house gets at night on account of their heat turned low. And I have started to crochet her up a nice little pair of silk socks.
Well, say, what a nice thing to do.
Here, I want to show you my yarn.
Oh, thanks. Say, isn't that pretty?
Yeah, a little bit of wool in it, too.
Well, are you going to make them all one color?
No, I got the lavender for the top. And then I'll run a pink satin ribbon through to hold them to the ankle.
Oh, you going to put any tassels on them?
Well, I hadn't thought. But here I am now, going down the arch, and I don't know how far to stretch it.
Well, now there ought to be some way. Let me see. Oh, I'll tell you what you could do. You could sprinkle a little flour right down there by the door. And then when Ella comes in, it'll register her track.
And you can measure when she goes home and take off for the shoes.
Oh, well, not take off for the shoes, Lou. You want them roomy, you know. A person don't want a tight fit on a bed stop.
No, you want your blood to circulate.
Yes, you want the blood to circulate. But on that flower business, you know Ella. She's so meticulous. She would no more come in here and step in the midst of flowers than she'd fly to the moon. She'd open the door and her eye'd fall on that flower and she'd holler, "Oh, my goodness, nearly stepped in this stuff," and jump over it.
Yeah, that's right. Unless I could meet her at the door and talk to her so she wouldn't look down.
Then I've got your prints instead of hers. Oh, I suppose the logical thing is to ask her. It's kind of a name she ain't played. Christmas is far enough away so she won't smell a rat if I just ask her a simple question.
Well, just ask her what size stockings she wears. Couldn't you do that? Stockings is on the minds of women all the time now, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I've got to get into my yarn here, keep my hooks going. I'm so absent-minded on my fancy work. Like as much, she'll come out with 2-3 toes peeking through where I've dropped stitches.
Oh, well, it's the thought as much as anything else at Christmas. Say, I just wonder about Ella now. I haven't ever gave to her before, but if you're knitting her some socks, I surely ought to give her something. I just didn't realize it was Christmas time yet. I just can't seem to just wake up about it till I see the Santa Clauses standing on the corner.
Well, I guess they ain't on the corner, but they came in. One Santa Claus got himself a big wagon and 6 percherons.
He did?
Yeah, drove in all covered with sleigh bells.
They quite a hit with the horses. Well, I'll bet he was cute with them. Do you suppose he had been to the Santa Claus school? I've seen in the paper where they have one.
Well, nice. That's a new one on me. Santa Claus school. Is that the high school or the college?
Well, I don't know. Some man started it on his front yard on his farm near Albion.
Outdoor school.
Yes. It keeps open for 6 weeks each summer. And the people who are interested in being Santa Clauses can come. They just have the right size.
Well, that's very interesting. You have to pass examinations. You just eat to get into it, huh?
Yeah. You've got to be nearly 6 feet tall and weigh 200 pounds.
Oh, with nose as red as a cherry?
Yeah, and 48 inches around.
Oh, wouldn't Clara Roach love that? To have weight a requirement to get into something?
Yes. I thought of her all the way through this article. But this fellow that runs this school has graduated 150 Santa Clauses since he started it. And they've all come out with the same costumes and the same beards and all.
They grow them, huh?
Oh, I don't think they grow them. They just learn to make them there, I guess.
Yoo-hoo! Oh, Andrew, there's Ella.
Oh, this one's got quick.
Done nice. Yoo-hoo! I just come right in here and hope you don't mind.
Oh, give me that apron.
Yes. I was just saying to Lou, my feet don't hurt.
Oh, you're lucky, Em. I have so much trouble getting just the right shoe. These late years always get the arch support.
Oh, they're good for the feet, I guess.
Well, and I think a person always ought to be careful to get their shoes big enough.
Yes, that's important, all right. Well, my shoes are always plenty big.
Well, now, my shoes don't give me no trouble, but my stockings sure do. Goodness.
Oh, how do you mean?
Oh, giving them 48 hours to dry. I just can't get used to it.
Yeah, a person has to have extra pair these days. Laying out, drying out, you know.
Well, I think it's important to get the stockings big enough, too, don't you?
Yes, I always get mine plenty big.
I suppose, Ella, you wear about a 9.5, don't you?
Oh, no, I wear a bigger stock than that. But, well, how you getting along so far on your gas racing, Em?
Oh, well, I ain't noticed it yet, Ella. Ernest lumps, you know. He lumps the car with 5 other fellas that goes to the war plant. So far, they've lumped, and he ain't had to, so he ain't lumped nothing.
Well, I wanted to take a bunch of the girls down to afternoon meeting of the church. And Fred and me had our first pick in weeks. He says with the whole nation walking, he don't see why I
can. Oh, well, Ella. Next time, tell him you're going to get the groceries while you're downtown. Because Mr. Jeffers is standing right behind you on that.
On the groceries, you mean?
Yes, he took a stand. He says, yes, indeedy. Nation's womanhood can get the car same as the men and bring home the bacon in it.
You mean that is if she can go on the gas if they have coming to them?
Yes, but I mean, he says, very definite, he says. Now, don't think that all this gasoline is for the mister. He says that the children have got to go to the dentist or the little woman wants to get out for a day of shopping. He says you just don't need to fuss about it because she's entitled to the privilege. Oh, I just like that man ever since I read that.
Why, it sounds like he's on the women's side, doesn't it?
Yeah, but Fred don't know him.
Mr. Jeffers? Why, I feel like he's a friend of everybody's.
They say one good thing that's bound to come out of this, though. is if women is going to walk their legs off, they'll all pick comfortable shoes, and bigger ones, too. What is the average size, the average shoe, the average woman of the average age of the U.S. of A.?
Yeah, what is it, I wonder? Do you happen to know, Ella?
No, I never paid much attention to shoes.
Well, wouldn't it be around 6?
Oh, no, Ann. It'd be a lot bigger than that. Now, I don't have a large foot, but everybody that I know wears a shoe bigger than a 6.
Well, there's 3 of us here. Now, let's just take our mean average. What would be our mean average on feet?
Well, we'd have to add them up and divide by 3.
Well, 6.
Well, my left foot bigger than my right.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes. Noticeable bigger.
Oh, why, how strange, Ella. How do you account for that?
Oh, well, Lou, nearly everybody has one foot bigger than the other. Now, Lou, come here. You set your foot here by mine, honey.
Alongside of it, huh?
Yeah. And, Ella, you set your foot on the other side of mine.
Over here?
Yeah. Well, now what have we got?
3 different sizes, haven't we?
Yeah. Lou, you wear 5.5.
And you wear 7, don't you, Em?
Yeah, and a walking shoe. Well, I guess I walk in all my shoes.
And Ella, what do you wear?
Oh, my goodness, isn't this silly? All of us measuring our feet to get a mean average. Who wants a mean average anyway? I know I don't.
You don't, Ella?
No, and I'm going over and sit down.
It looks as though Ella feels that her feet are her skeleton in the closet. If Em is going to crochet around a skeleton of unknown to morning, it takes more than an ordinary breakfast to get the family off to a good substantial start. So don't let another day go by. Serve Pillsbury's pancakes with that special 4-kernel flavor. There's something satisfying and pleasant at breakfast time, and folks are always cheerful when you serve flavorful Pillsbury's pancakes. One whiff of their wheaty, savory aroma, and you'll reach for the melted butter and warm maple syrup. And that's only a start, because every delicious forkful of these tender, extra-light pancakes is a real delight. And there's nothing mysterious about Junior eating 14 Pillsbury's pancakes or Dad's good humor during a pancake breakfast. The real secret is the exclusive 4-kernel flavor found only in Pillsbury's pancakes. There's kernel wheat, who makes them mellow, kernel corn, who supplies the tang, kernel rye for zest galore, and kernel rice to make them light. For a satisfying breakfast full of cheer, introduce your family to the 4 kernels tomorrow morning, noon, or night. Your grocer will help you get acquainted. Just ask him for a package of Pillsbury's pancake flour. And for variety, get a package of Pillsbury's puff. Remember now, Clara, Lou, and Em come gossiping over your radio back fence every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning with their amusing versions of What's Going On. This is Dan Donaldson saying, for satisfying goodness at any meal, serve delicious pancakes made with Pillsbury's pancake flour. And inviting you to join Clara, Lou, and Em again, just for fun, Friday morning. Same time, same station. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.